Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I have some thank yous to dole out here before the Prop King officially descends down from the royal throne. Thanks to our four great guests on the show today. That was Josh Norris. That was Evan Silva. That was Sam Paniadovich and pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. Thanks to Rick Camp. Thanks to Bill Matz. Thanks to Downtown Mike Brown. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. Tyler Morales and Cameron Gray producing that show. Quinton Mayo, Ryan Horvat, Trista Crick will be hosting the show tonight. I noticed I was promoted on the tweet. Not sure if I can go on, but if I can, I'll be on BetMGM tonight. If not, I guess that'll be that. So we'll find out.
Where will we find you? If you're not on BetMGM tonight, how will we ever know what you think about stuff? It's not like you're on for like 900 hours every day.
It's just, you know, I got stuff going on in my house. Like, I just don't know if like this stuff is possible. I do what I can, but I'll try to make it happen tonight for BetMGM tonight.
Of course.
And if I do come on, it'll be 9:20 PM Eastern. We'll try and work that out for the crew. Quentin,
maybe like
Ryan,
halftime of the game ish. Be like halftime ish of the game, right?
Yeah, it just depends on if, like, you know, like, I got bleep going on. So I think I should be able to make it happen. So we'll see. Okay. I guess it's now time then for Rick, for the Prop King to descend down from, you know, I've done the shtick already.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
The Prop King was sending thy royal promotional tweet, which is why there were
Subjects
no royal histrionics.
They need to know when it's coming up.
The peasants, they need to know. All right, so let's talk about some props for tonight, Ken. And as always, let's start putting bets up for thy royal scrutiny with the quarterbacks in the game. You tell me if any of these tickle your fancy, because I have two thoughts here as it concerns the quarterbacks for tonight. Now, I think it's probably best to lay off the Tom Brady props for the reasons we've already kind of laid out. But just for, you know, the sake of posterity here, Brady, 303.5 passing yards, 26.5 completions, 39.5 attempts. Jalen Hurts, 281.5 passing yards, 25.5 attempts, or completions rather, excuse me, 38.5 attempts. For context, in the Buccaneers' 5 games this season, passing attempts against them, the Bucs being like the preeminent run-stopping defense in the National Football League, maybe that we've seen in quite some time.
Sure.
58 week one from Dak, 46 week two from Matt Ryan, 38 from Matthew Stafford. That was a game where the Rams were like, they were winning a lot of that game and they still threw the ball 38 times. 40 from Mac Jones on Sunday Night Football, and then 39 last week from Jacoby Brissett. So we have only seen attempts under 39 one time this season, and it was a game where the Rams were winning and Stafford still threw the ball 38 times.
By multiple touchdowns.
Against this Bucs defense.
For like a lot.
By multiple touchdowns. Jalen Hurts attempts number tonight, 38.5. Just wanted to give all that information out there. So anything stand out to you for either Tom Brady or Jalen Hurts?
Well, I was going to say the numbers, excuse me, that I was hoping the Hurts numbers would be a little lower than they were, cause I would want to play over on them. And then you made the whole spiel about like the attempts and why it's that high and everything. The Brady numbers, just to echo what you said, like they're set. So those are props that are set like he's 100%. I think that's like worth noting, like he's 100% and playing in a game with a very high projected team total. So like, you're betting Tampa because you think the hand is okay. Like, why wouldn't you bet Brady overs? Because those numbers are set like he's going to kill it. Like, he's going to play awesome. And so do I. So I don't want to bet into them. Also, if I do think they're going to have a multiple score lead in this game, maybe he doesn't actually attempt it a lot. Maybe it's not 303.5. you know, so I think the Brady numbers are like properly set. I don't really want to play under on them, which I was thinking about earlier today. I was like, is this a game where if I had read more about the injury and thought it was actually like really impactful, then maybe you bet Brady unders because you don't think he's going to finish. But that doesn't seem like what this is. So I think Brady's a pass. I agree with you there. Hurts, like, you're right. So like my concern here, or like the thing that's interesting, and there's like I think a couple of logical counters to this, but I just think it's interesting that like we're in another Philly game where we like love the over. Like the San Francisco game, we loved the over. Like, not a complete, like, I understand San Francisco's offense isn't quite like what some of the other offenses are. Like, is there a chance that the Philly offense is so brutal or like so ill-conceived that we end up losing a bunch of these bets? Like, you lose the total and then some of these props that we think are, that make a lot of logical sense?
Well, I think you're going to be surprised by some of like the thoughts I have on how the game's going to play out. Like, I don't have a ton of overs for Philly tonight.
Great, but you do have, you do think the attempt's over for Hurts as
well. Well, I'm not saying that like I love. Actually, I kind of want to play an under. I kind of want to play under completions for Jalen Hurts, 25 okay. and a half. He's completing about 65% of his passes this year, and like that would take it to like a little under what it is right now, 25 and a half. Like, I get like the Bucs secondary is not great here, but we're asking if Hurts, we're asking him at this point like to complete like 60, like more than like average what his percent of passes is here. Which I guess like is within the realm, especially if he's going to be checking down a lot to like to running backs here. I just feel like the completions number like is a big one here, 25 and a half.
Okay.
So I was actually thinking under completions and like over attempts, I think makes sense for the reasons that we kind of laid out where if like the game goes the way like you think it's going to go, right? Which is Tampa basically outscores them, right? And I know you don't necessarily love the over, but Tampa's going to score in the game. Philly can't run on Tampa.
Nope.
No one runs on Tampa. Teams don't even try to run on Tampa.
Yep.
So, like,
maybe I think until Nick Sirianni.
until Nick Sirianni tries to reinvent the wheel, galaxy branded and tries to run it with Miles Sanders and Ken Gainwell here on Tampa. Like, I'm surprised you don't like the Hurts attempts over, given like the statistics I read off, but the way you think the game's going to play out.
Yeah, that was the one that I was going to go for, the attempts over based on like the three. So you like completions more than attempts though, because like what that demands of Hurts is a little much, basically. Yeah,
I mean, I kind of like both.
They're lined like similarly. I mean, this would be like, I like the over, but also the first half over. I mean, it would kind of be like saying the same thing almost with how it's lined right now. Yeah, I mean, if I was to, like, of all the things that we're going to go over, just like me sort of like amateur prop consultant or like the person that scrutinizes all these things with what I know about the games. Yeah, like I feel like I know a lot about the league, but not like from a necessarily trying to channel that into prop decisions. I think it's very likely that Jalen Hurts is extremely active tonight. Like, that would probably be the right way I could put it. And so, yeah, if that's true, then you're betting on him to be as active as like, and it's worth noting some two of the quarterbacks in there, like Matt Ryan. Okay. Like, they were down a lot early and like they were, I mean, if any team was never going to run the ball, the Falcons were never going to run the ball. But even the fact that they turned Jacoby Brissett into that by being up in the game too, like, these Jacoby Brissett, like the Dolphins would not want to do that as much as possible. Yeah.
But it's more than that, Ken. It's not like the Dolphins did that because like they got the score got away from them. They never even tried to run it. Like, teams are not even trying to run.
Patriots are a great example of that. Like, I mean, that game was close the entire time. Like, that game would never, that was never the reason. Patriots were winning for parts of that game.
It pisses me off that I had the over in that game and like they were like, nailed that, and I didn't even come close to getting the
weatherman
and nailed the handicap.
Yeah,
so annoying. You better, you bet, BetQL. Costos and Barkley, Prop King here to close out the tremendous Thursday edition of the show. Let's move to rushing. I'm not going to have anything here, but for net 64 and a half, I get that everyone loves Lenny. It's just, you never know what Bruce is going to pull here. So like, I can't trust Bucks running backs. Hurts is 43 and a half. Worth noting, BetQL's five-star play is on the under. BetQL nailed the Hurts under in the Monday night game against Dallas. Miles Sanders, remember I joked yesterday, Ken, that his number should be in the low 30s?
Like 40
34 and a half.
Oh,
34
amazing.
And a half.
That's incredible. What would you do at 34
I don't think
and
I
a half?
Nothing.
Kind of like
maybe the under still.
Yeah, it's just like... Oh, Sirianni, if we could only know,
like
what you're going to come up with tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's worth betting it. Like, if the number were like 42, I'd probably under, but like 34 and a half.
What do you
so
think the
low.
Snap split, the snap split between him and Gainwell's going to be tonight.
So it's really interesting because I know a lot of people have come on this week and like Gainwell. Now, at Bet Rivers, it's worth it. Like, if you can get like a Gainwell 2.5 receptions prop, they don't have it at Bet Rivers, but I know it's elsewhere because I've talked to people about it today. I think that's worth looking for. But again, we're Bet Rivers shows. So we'll
to play the over
that we do have. Correct. Miles Sanders had five catches last week. Miles Gaskin had 10 catches last week for the Dolphins against the Buccaneers, where we're seeing now offenses attack Tampa's defense in this way, where Tampa has allowed an NFC-leading 37 catches to opposing running backs. Like, teams can't run on the Bucs, so, like, they're kind of using this as kind of like an extension of the run game, like short passes to running backs. Sanders was super active last week in the passing game for the Eagles against the Carolina Panthers. I get that Gainwell is kind of like the quote-unquote passing downs back. I don't even know if that's true. Like, they use both of them in the offense.
Right.
I actually like Miles Sanders over 3.5 receptions tonight at plus money.
Sure. I think it makes a ton of sense. I think good job supporting that with how Tampa's performed so far this year. Like, it's, to me, this game is so interesting because, like, we have such specific data points of, like, Philly playing this team, like this type of team twice. And we know how it's going. And Tampa's had a bad defense for several weeks. Like, we've seen how opponents attack them, and it's all the same. Like, it all feels very just stationary. Like, we actually know a lot.
Until Sirianni better runs the triple option tonight.
And I was about to close by being, and that's really scary. I was about to close, like, because it's the NFL, and who knows if this stuff is as predictive as we think.
All right, in the time we have remaining here, I feel like all the Bucs receivers could go over, but it's like, which one are we going to pick? One could go under. It's just impossible, right? So I just don't know. So I'm going to stay away from Evans, although Darius Slay's been good this season. Worth noting on number one receivers. Evans is 67.5, but Evans has been so good. Brown, 63.5. Godwin, 66.5. I guess I'd play the guy with the lowest total, and that would be Antonio Brown, but not something I'm really interested in doing. Worth noting that Rob Gronkowski is not going to play in this game for Tampa, which increases the likelihood that we're going to see all the receivers on the field at the same time. And if we're going to see one tight end, it'll be OJ Howard, I believe, more so than Cameron Bray. We'll get to that with the anytime touchdown bets here. I kind of want to play an under on Zach Ertz. Just like, he might get targets tonight, but he's just so slow. No Dallas Goedert tonight. I was consulting with Will Brinson before the show, our pal who comes on the show on Sunday. Ertz's number is 42.5 tonight. I kind of like intuitively like the under there, but like Antoine Winfield's not going to play in the game, so they may feed him there. So kind of stay away from that. Anytime touchdowns, let's close here.
Sure.
OJ Howard plus 350, Ken Gainwell plus 300 will be my two anytime touchdown thoughts for tonight.
Oh, so you Howard, went pretty random. Yeah.
I don't think that's really random at all. Like, Howard's going to be like the primary tight end for the Bucs. He's massive. I could see him pulling down one at plus 350. And then Gainwell, like, that could feasibly, he could come in for Miles Sanders. Like, who the hell knows what Sirianni's running back usage is going to be. So anytime touchdown props will be OJ Howard tonight and Kenneth Gainwell tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense. I think you're, feels like for the strategy for anytime touchdown, it's basically been like, you know, kind of like the off the radar guy that like shouldn't be off the radar for a specific reason related to tonight's game. Seems like that's kind of your approach. Like never the superstar that everyone's like kind of like, you know, really like betting that price up, or a minus priced running back who gets a lot of touches in the red zone. It's more like these guys are going to be on the field, but they're not priced like the other guys who are going to be on the field. That seems like,
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like I bet Mike Evans minus 110, or I could bet OJ Howard plus 350. And like the anytime touchdown props have been beneficial for us this season. We've had a number of long shots, which has been awesome. Rick, are we going to be able to hear you like giving us the end of the show here? I guess not. All right. We're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Bye.